Live from KQED News, I'm Azul Dahlstrom-Ekman. More than 100 blind and low-vision people and their supporters crossed the Golden Gate Bridge this morning to mark White Cane Day. KQED's Nick Altenberg reports.
The walk was hosted by the San Francisco-based nonprofit Lighthouse, which does advocacy, education, and job training for visually impaired people. The event celebrates white canes, which help blind people navigate the world. And it was an opportunity for sighted people to learn about the blind community.
People want to move independently in the world, and the white cane is a wonderful way to do that.
Once they became blind, you realize like how much the world is really meant for sighted people, or built just socially not really ready for disabled folks.
Blindness is a spectrum, so even if we're walking with canes, even if we have limited vision, it doesn't mean that we see nothing, and it definitely does not mean that we can't be independent.
That was Scott Blanks, Marco Salsiccia, and Jesse Walensky. I'm Nick Altenberg, KQED News.
One of California's oldest and tallest redwood trees will be protected from logging indefinitely. That's after Save the Redwoods League purchased nearly 400 acres in Sonoma County last month. The land includes the Clar tree, an old-growth redwood that was spared when most of the surrounding forest was cut down a century ago. Becky Bremser is the director of land protection for the league. She says the Clar tree is one of few remaining old-growth redwoods in the county.
It's 16 feet in diameter. It's over 270-plus feet tall, and the estimates are that it's to be more than 2,000 years old.
The league purchased the land for $6.5 million from a timber company that planned to log a portion of the property. I'm Azul Dahlstrom-Ekman. Have a nice evening.